This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Don's passport has been seized. Is Liz Cheney out in Wyoming? And 31,000 flights have been cut. Will it affect you? And oh yeah, there may be a hurricane showing up soon. Let's hope not. So let's start with Donald Trump, the former president. There's been massive conversation about the shakedown at Mar-a-Lago, his mansion in Palm Beach, Florida. And this time around, a lot of the conversation is centering around his passports being seized, and also that there are other things that are going on behind the scenes as far as what will happen. Will there be charges? What will the attorney general do? And do we really know what the search affidavit had on it? The FBI has it, of course, and there are some people on the Hill, as you can imagine, on the Republican side of things that want to see it. Just another day in paradise. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you had a fabulous weekend. There is some sad news to pass on, too, about some people that we lost over the weekend, and I'll talk about that. But let's stick with Donald Trump. And his lawyer says the FBI overstepped on the passports, and the Department of Justice apparently is now offering to give them back. Routinely, is this something that they do? On this raid on August 8th, one of his attorneys said, listen, Christina Bob, her name is, one of the things that was taken away was his passport. So is that overstepping what the affidavit was all about and the guys with the guns and finding the boxes and all that in between? So is it that they fear that the former president is going to try to flee the country? If that's the case, then you seize a passport, right? But that requires a court order, as we all know. So I guess there was no court order. They did do the house thing, and they did apparently take the passport. The Department of Justice offered them back to Trump's legal team after he publicized, you know, that they had been taken. So there is some confusion over that. Then there is the story that his lawyers also said was ridiculous, that he was keeping nuclear launch codes at Mar-a-Lago. And the lawyer said, we have no knowledge of this, and we have no knowledge of what they wanted. It looks like they're trying to come up with a story that's salacious enough to scare the American public into thinking maybe their actions were justified. So it does come back down to that. What was justified? What comes out of this? Is any of this justified? And like I said, of course, the Republicans, a lot of Republicans are lining up to say, no, it's not. This is just politics as usual. Congressman Mike Turner from Ohio had a big voice in this one. He was all over the tube on the Sunday Swirl, which is what the political shows are, the television shows. And he said that the Department of Justice and the FBI has to show Congress, if not the public, the affidavit underlying the search of the former president's home so they can understand why the move was necessary. That they have to do what they did to say that this is a immediate national security level threat for them to go into his home. And so what are the documents? What's the release of the documents, the items that were taken that warranted this? And, you know, it all goes back to the National Archives as I understand it, that the reason that they went there is that all of the documents were supposed to be turned over to the National Archives when you leave the White House, when you're the president, and that that hadn't happened, and that then in going through some of the boxes, there were things that were marked top secret and only to be opened in a certain room, and everything in between as far as secrecy and whose eyes are supposed to see it. So was it a national security threat? Is it overreach by the Attorney General? I think there's more questions, and it's more of the political circus and theater that we constantly see in this country and then don't really get much of an answer as to what is happening. All right, speaking of political theater, this is a big one. Congresswoman Liz Cheney, the Republican from Wyoming, is a 29-point underdog in a final poll before Tuesday's Republican primary, and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who has no love for Liz Cheney, said her loss will be a referendum on the House January 6th Select Committee as to what happens here. Cheney, of course, went against the party after McCarthy pulled Republican nominations for the committee because the Speaker of the House, it seems so long ago, Nancy Pelosi, rejected a couple of people that he wanted involved, namely Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio, also Jim Banks from Indiana, and they said no. Cheney was one of 10 House Republicans to vote to impeach Trump after he left office. And, again, she's on this January 6th committee, but she's way behind in the polls, so she might not win that Republican nod if the polls are correct and won't be representing Iowa in the race for that seat the next time around. Definitely something to watch. All right. Also something to watch is the weather. It's always about the weather, isn't it? Whenever I crack open this mic and I say that what happens in my backyard and your backyard, what is the common denominator? Well, it's inflation, it's money woes, it's taxes, it's what's going to happen in the future with concerns over COVID. Is it getting worse, better? Are we going to see states do more mask mandates? Or, we're weary of that. That's in the past. And even though there are people that are dying, not at the numbers that we saw before, is it something that people want to so put in the rearview mirror that it's not going to become an issue anytime soon? All of that's on all of our plates, and we know that. And there's back to school for people who are dealing with back to school. But then there are the weather threats, and we saw the flooding in Kentucky, and people still there exhausted and trying to pull themselves together. Luckily, such a generous country, people really trying to help out in every single way they can. And now, hints of a hurricane are showing up in some long-range forecast models, but some people are tamping that down in the weather department and saying it's just a fantasy storm. See, what model do you believe? You know, now you have to figure out what model you believe and what weather person you believe, and you just watch as the circle grows, and you watch to see what direction that it goes in to think if is this going to be a threat or not. Maybe a Cat 3 hurricane hitting the Gulf Coast 2 weeks from now? Ooh, even the thought of it makes me cringe. I don't know about the rest of you, because I know we have a lot of people listening in the Gulf Coast area. All right, flights being cut, never a good thing. What's going on with the airlines? All the chaos in the skies has calmed down a little bit. We're talking about it on the flip side.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Steal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Secretary Pete Buttigieg recently said that the air travel system is what he called very brittle, and he talked about new consumer protections for passengers. You know, you get these tickets in advance, yada yada, you think it's okay, and then suddenly you face those cancellations. American Airlines said they had to slash some of the flights, and some of the flights is 16%. Or 31,000 flights during November. Wow, that's a lot of flights. And think about people who fly in November, Thanksgiving. You know, you might have business travel, of course, but then you would have a lot of family travel. So Chicago O'Hare, there's a lot of big cuts there. Dallas-Fort Worth, that's where the hub is. Boston and Philly, between those two cities, that's super, super big. And they're talking about, look, schedules are published 331 days in advance, then adjustments are made closer in based on the schedule we're going to operate. Nice. Not good for you or I, right? So they're loading schedule adjustments about 100 days in advance, and then they just try to adjust it. They said that's what they did prior to the pandemic. And that's, so that's what they do. So the good news is, there is good news. If you're flying in September, I am. If you're flying in October, I am. 2%. Only 2%. So you have a much better chance. It's Russian roulette, but 2% is a lot better than 16% if you're getting on American Airlines. They say, look, they have the size of the airline. This is what they're saying. The changes, they have to be proactive. they have to do it because they have to look at their resources. They have to build a buffer into the remainder of the summer schedule. So they looked at forecast, staffing, all of that went into this. So, I mean, so, you know, look, it just depends on if whether you'll be affected or not. There are some of those cities have a lot of flights between them. But I've said this before, what happens is it is a snowball that is an awful snowball if you're caught in the middle of it. So you're trying to get on a plane, you're way back in line, they're canceling everybody, trying to re-rack them. You can't get through on any phone number. Other people have already rebooked on other airlines, and that could be the airline that you could get on. That's where I think a lot of the danger lies in trying to do that whole chaotic thing, that big crazy circle wheel. And look, if they have storms, what can you do? You have weather. I just talked about the fact that we always have weather to talk about. Well, I certainly don't want to get on a plane that's going to get hit by lightning, and they're not going to put it up in the air. Or if they have atrocious fog, that happens a lot in St. Louis. I get that. But, boy, it is really, really tough when you fly. You just have to really adapt and be flexible. I said, what was the word for the last 2 years that I thought you should all memorize? And you know what it is? Figure it out. Figure it out. Because we live in the world of figure it out. You got to figure it out. Half the time you're not going to be able to get somebody on the phone. You got to figure out what's your move. What are you doing if you end up in that situation? You know, look, here's the other thing. The FAA canceled the New York ground delays because of staff issues. So half the time, this just happened. So half the time, you know, when people show up to the airport, they don't know that that's happened. They don't know that they get there and your flight's delayed for 5 hours and then it's a backup effect after that because they didn't have enough air traffic controllers. They had massive staffing issues, so they had flight cancellations, and that's what it becomes. Here's an app. I have an app for you. There is an app for everything. If you are technical, it's very easy to download an app, or you can get a website. You can do that easy, too. But if you get FlightAware, that always shows you. You can always figure out what's going on with flights, or weather especially, if you get FlightAware, and you'll see the things that are canceled and all of that in between may help you a little bit if you get in that situation where you find that you're stuck. And I guarantee a lot of you listening are not getting on flights. You're driving. I have friends, they will drive 16 hours if they have to. We're going to stay overnight in a hotel. We're just going to drive. That's what we're going to do. I just had family that did that. All my cousins, they went and met up in North Carolina, and some came from the east and some came from Florida, and hey, if they had to drive, and that's exactly what they did, nobody flew, so they didn't have to worry about it. They had to worry about traffic, and they felt much better having to worry about traffic than anything else. Okay, some crazy things happened since we last met, including this attack on Salman Rushdie. I mean, look, the guy lives with danger flying around his head, but I don't think he expected that he'd be on a stage speaking at the Chautauqua Amphitheater, which is outside of Buffalo area, and he would be rushed by someone who jumped out of the crowd and started stabbing him repeatedly until they finally wrestled him and could stop him. The audience, I believe, was completely shocked by what they saw. I mean, he had lightning speed. He got up there, and Rushdie tried to evade him, but he wasn't prepared for the cat-like moves of the young guy that jumped up with the knife, who was unrelenting, again and again, stabbing him in front of the crowd, where they were in shock, and then finally he was taken down by a few men and a state trooper. Luckily, Rushdie was taken off a ventilator because he had to be put on a ventilator, and it looks like he's getting better. And he told, I'll never forget this, because he was quoted all over the place, because he speaks when he can. He was at Emory University a few years ago, and he said to an audience, because this quote flew around all over the place, "These are not good days for liberty. If you look around the world, you see the idea of freedom. Freedom, which contains a sense of carefreeness, seems everywhere in retreat, hounded by guns and bombs." So this crowd was certainly not expecting to see him stabbed in the neck. And then, like I said, luckily he's surviving. He had a pulse before he was airlifted to the hospital. But when I saw that, and immediately someone sent me something, it popped up. I have friends that live in Buffalo, and one really good friend, and they were stunned and horrified that happened to him. The other thing that happened, because the watch was on, and Heche, the actress, and she is has officially died. You know, she wanted to donate her organs, and they were trying to figure out, you know, what, being able to do that, and apparently they could do that. And if you don't know her, if you were to even look her up, I'm sure you've probably seen some of the films that she was in. She smashed her car, a small Mini Cooper, into a Los Angeles home, and then went off and hit another home badly and was severely burned when the car erupted into flames. They had 59 firefighters who took an hour to try to put out that fire. And then when she was taken to the hospital, she was in critical condition. So she is legally dead. And it was all about what they were trying to do to keep her on life support to donate the organs, because that was her major wishes, and the family wanted that to, you know, wanted that to be able to happen. And it's really just a tragic story. And I would be curious, and I don't know if we'll ever really know the details of this, but she was with somebody and was doing a podcast that she did, and the podcast was posted. Well, what happened with that person? They let her get into the car, or she jumped in the car, or what was it that, you know, led to that? Was there anything to that? It's mysterious as to what happened. I mean, obviously it wasn't a good day, but what led to her getting into that car, and then what has now happened, you know, after she crashed into that home. Your thoughts on all kinds of interesting events happening around the country next with the mailbag.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out, while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
China announced more military drills around Taiwan as leaders of the self-governing island met with a new congressional delegation from the U.S. Beijing is accusing Washington of encouraging the island's independence through the sale of weapons and engagement between American politicians and the island's government. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was the highest level member of the U.S. government to visit Taipei in 25 years. She visited the island a couple of weeks ago. The Justice Department is opposing the release of the affidavit justifying the search warrant on former President Trump's Florida estate, saying that doing so would harm its ongoing criminal investigation. Several media outlets are asking that the affidavit be unsealed, along with other documents related to the search warrant. The warrant itself was released on Friday. This is USA Radio News. A once-prominent neurologist convicted last month of sexually abusing patients killed himself Monday at Rikers Island in New York. Dr. Ricardo Cruciani was found unresponsive in a shower area at the prison complex. His lawyer confirmed the 68-year-old's death in a statement, but not the manner. Prosecutors say Cruciani groomed vulnerable patients by overprescribing painkillers. Six women testified that the sexual abuse often occurred behind closed doors at a Manhattan medical center during appointments nearly a decade ago. Jury selection began in the federal trial against R&B singer R. Kelly. It's happening in Chicago on charges that he rigged his 2008 state child pornography trial. The attorneys and judge focused on whether would-be jurors had seen the 2019 documentary Surviving R. Kelly, which outlined sex abuse allegations against the singer. The judge denied a request from Kelly's attorney to automatically exclude anyone who'd seen this six-part series. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Alright, you too can participate in the mailbag. Fun and frivolity. Sometimes it's fun and frivolous. Sometimes it's very serious. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, 24/7. That's where you send your thoughts. So this one from Joseph, listening to us in Illinois. Kate Delaney, I've been hearing all this stuff about what happened at Mar-a-Lago, what's going on, why do they have to go in with the machine guns, is it a shakedown, what's going on with the FBI, is it a political charade, was it a power grab, what is going on with Trump, is it because he's running, will somebody sue the FBI, you know. It's like we're a nation of ninnies, sissies, idiots. I have no idea. Do we get half-truths and some lies? Do we ever really get the truth? Do we know what was going on with bringing the boxes there in the first place? Was it just an overreach as a, sorry, you messed with me, so I'm going to mess with you? Is there more to it? I don't even know that we'll ever really know what the true impetus was behind this. And here's the bottom line. Is there going to be an indictment of the former president? Is something on a grand scale going to happen here that's going to shock us all? Or does this just go away eventually in the next few weeks? I don't think it's going to go away because there are too many Republicans who are furious and there are too many Democrats that are saying, well, listen, I'm back in the FBI because why would they do that? Let them do what they do. Why would there be an affidavit to do that if the attorney general didn't feel it was warranted? Don't we have to follow the rule of law? So it is the typical thing that we see in this country. You just place whatever the next audacious thing is or shocking or something that makes you just, I don't know, can we really gasp anymore? I don't think so. So here's the thing. The Department of Justice asked the judge to keep Trump's affidavit sealed after the attorney general publicly pushed for warrant transparency. The former president revealed the personal documents that they took during this raid. You know, because he keeps getting asked about it. And, of course, one of the things was three passports were taken. Three passports, one was expired. The other two apparently weren't. And so this just happened last week. If you somehow did not hear this, they seized classified records, some marked as top secret, and the former president's disputing the classification of the records, saying the records have been declassified. So this is what we're talking about. Now, we do know how the boxes were labeled, A14, A26, A43, A13, sounds like bingo, A33. That's what the deal was. So attorney-client privilege is, that's the whole thing about part of this, too. The information that there's information covered by attorney-client privilege. The records could be covered by executive privilege, maybe, which would mean that the President of the United States and other officials would be able to withhold certain sensitive forms of advice or consultation, if you will, between the president and senior advisors, but that's kind of unclear, too. But according to the property receipt, because I've really looked at everything I could get on this, according to the property receipt, which the judge unsealed Friday along the search warrant, FBI agents took 20 boxes of items from Mar-a-Lago. So it was 20, including the one set of documents that was marked various classified /TS/SCI documents, which refers to top secret, that's the TS, sensitive compartmented information, that's the other part of it, that's the SCI. And they collected, the FBI, four sets of top secret documents, three sets of secret documents, three sets of confidential documents. So what are the documents? I mean, it comes down to much more, I think, than that, right? It is stunning, but we don't know where this ends. There's just like a big question mark that hangs over this whole thing. It is strange. All right, more than strange. Let's go to this one from Hal, who says, Kate, I haven't emailed in a long time, but trust me, I am listening. And I'll tell you what, the Salman Rushdie thing is so disconcerting, so sad that here he is speaking, and while he knows his life, I guess, is always at risk, the fact that he was on a ventilator, and luckily he's improving, but he was stabbed so many times, and apparently this was a pre-planned attack, which that's not shocking, but why wasn't there better security? Or was there security and they just couldn't get there fast enough to stop the 20-year-old something punk that that decided to go after him? Yeah, you know, they got there pretty quick, meaning there was security, and they got there quickly. But think about it. They're not standing behind him, smothering him on the stage. And this guy was quick, jumps on, has the element of surprise, and then boom, boom, boom. So the guy, by the way, is Hadi Matar, this was a literary event. So he... Now, in tracing what's going on with him, he went there and decided that he was going after Rushdie. Like, they can tell by some of the things that they found that this was premeditated, how he took a bus from New Jersey to this Chautauqua Institute in Western New York, and he had gotten a ticket to see Rushdie speak. And you know what this speech was on? The importance of providing writers with places for asylum. So, of course, there's more details that I'm sure will eventually emerge here. But he was arrested when they nailed him, you know, threw him to the ground, etc. And other people rushed the stage. He's been charged with second-degree attempted murder and assault with a weapon. And, of course, Rushdie has these grave injuries that forced him on the ventilator that luckily he is off of now. What's the motivation behind the attack? They know he pre-planned it, but what made him stab this famous author who was all about freedom in the neck, in the stomach, in the right eye? It's very, very sad. Very sad that he was able to maneuver the way he did and get to him. All right, I'm sure more details about will come out as to what was the possible motivation for this. One can guess and speculate. Let's go to this one. This one is from Charles, and Charles says, Kate, wow, the situation with immigration is crazy. The Texas governor just dumping busloads of immigrants in Washington. What an idiot. What is he thinking? I mean, listen, just to let you know, I am a Republican, and just to let you know, my son works as a Border Patrol agent, and I think it is a hairy mess, but does it make sense to take those people, put them in that situation, and then, what is it, in your face to the White House? It doesn't really hold water with me. I mean, they come across, it's sad, some of the stories are sad, and then there's the terrible element of drugs and mule runners and whatnot, and I've certainly heard my share of stories from my kid, but the immigrants and just being childish and busing them to D.C., I think, is way, way out of line for the Texas governor, who I had a little bit of respect for, but I got to tell you, I don't have so much respect anymore. Well, by the way, he's not the only one doing that. Greg Abbott, who's the governor of Texas, sent over 6,100. So, of course, the D.C. mayor is at her wit's end and asking for help. What do we do here? We can't process all these people, but there are other governors who are doing the same thing. So it's the crisis is being moved up north. I guess Texas and Arizona, they're tired of it. They're saying, listen, you got to do something now, and this is the way to show you. You can email me day, night, whenever, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Time to
play the man game.
Oh, there's so much happening to talk about in the world of sports, and we're getting closer and closer to, yep, nail the score. We're going to do it this year because you keep writing me and saying you will send me your guesses. You'll do whatever you can. Some of you are working. So, yes, we are going to do Nail the Score again once we get into the regular season. And maybe you're going to win some fabulous prizes. It's easy. I pick the game of the week in the NFL. You call up or send me the email at the exact time, you know, the segment. And if you are correct and you nail it on the head, and we've had some winners in the past, but it's been a while, then you have nailed the score. It's pretty cool if you nail the score. It's not the same as winning, like if you play fantasy football, your fantasy league, or your kid winning first place in something, but it's good. It's all good. All right, speaking of good, Tiger Woods, who is really a billionaire and was offered an insane amount of money to do the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Series and said no, is meeting apparently several of the top golfers in the world on Tuesday to try to rally support around the PGA Tour because they're battling with the Saudi-backed tour. The meeting between Woods and the group of players is going to happen in Delaware because It's the FedEx Cup playoff event that's happening there, and that's where the players will be at this championship in Delaware. And apparently many of the top 20 players in the world and some other influential PGA Tour members who haven't defected will be there, and they're trying to figure out how they can make the PGA Tour the best product in professional golf. Well, when so much money is being offered on the other tour, it's very difficult. Because what do people do when they go to golf tournaments? They want to see the players that they want to see, the personalities, the players that have incredible drives or incredible short games or whatnot, or the people they just like because they're crazy personalities. But you got Dustin Johnson, who's gone, Wayne Gretzky's son-in-law. You have, who's an amazing golfer, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, some young guns, Bubba Watson, who was one of my favorites. And then you got Greg Norman, who is the front man for this whole thing. Well, all of these people have been offered anywhere between $100 million and $200 million. And just last week, the number two golfer in the world, Cameron Smith from Australia, is the rumor is he's going to join too. So, of course, this is what happens. The players go and they play, and it's a whole different atmosphere. Like, music is playing, beers are being thrown into the crowd. It's just like a party atmosphere. It's not like the PGA Tour. So, I don't know. There's two very, very different things. And then it's backed by the Saudis. And so you go to the families from 9/11 who have protested, who are upset. You go to the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, the journalist, but it's not holding any water with the crowds that are going or the players that are playing in it. You know, it's money, 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 money. So, Tiger Woods knows that he owes the PGA Tour a lot. Will this meeting yield anything? I mean, what will come out of this? You can rally support, but I still think there's going to be a curiosity for the other tour because it's very different from the PGA Tour. You have a couple of days, you see all the golfers. It's not the same setup at all. It's completely different. Now, there would only be a few of the events in the United States. Some of them would also be in other places in the world that could make a difference. I don't know how many events total they're talking about. But they're talking about adding events, so maybe that's not even a valid point because they'll add more in the U.S. if they feel like they can get the crowds. But this is catastrophic for the PGA Tour, and I think they know it. They got to figure it out because they are losing really top draw players that people want to go and see, and that makes a huge difference. All right, I mentioned the NFL, and so now it's about what's happening with these teams. Who, as the cuts are coming, who makes the team that seemed like, you know, not your superstars because they're all going to be there, but who seemed like they could be a breakout player somehow, a big find in camp? Do they make the roster? And then how many kickers, how many this, how many that? I mean, there's lots of questions. Like, can Tom Brady dominate going into his 23rd season, which is crazy? I mean, is he the greatest of all time? I just watched on Disney Plus The Man in the Arena, which is what he produced, all about his career, and it was really fascinating because the breakdown of all these games and what happened when he started and, you know, everything in between, the games they lost, the big games, and it was pretty interesting. And so the question there is, how long does he play and what kind of a season does the Bucks have, and what's the season going to look like in Pittsburgh? Kenny Pickett, is he the guy? He's been pretty impressive. So he fills the big shoes, maybe, of Ben Roethlisberger. It's It is a whole new season. There are a lot of superstars that switched teams, that went to other teams. There are a lot of up-and-comers who may get chances right away. I love the beginning of the season because anything can happen. You think you know what's happening, but anything can happen in those first handful of games. And the schedule is pretty interesting. And Tom Brady, I mentioned him, and Tom Brady, they start off in Dallas. So their first week, first regular season game is in Dallas, and it's the Sunday night matchup on NBC. And that should be, I think that should be a pretty good one. The first game of the season is Thursday, September 8th, and it's Buffalo at the Super Bowl winning Rams on NBC. Right. And then it's, you know, the myriad of other games, everybody playing, New Orleans, Atlanta, San Francisco, at Chicago, and what happens with Cincinnati this year. That should be a good game, Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. So we're going to have a whole lot of fun with Nail the Score this time around. All right, NBA, there's a lot of conversation about the son of LeBron James and how he wants to play with his son, Bronny, and so will he end up, as he's in these contract negotiations for possible extension with the Lakers, will he end up playing somewhere else so that they play together, which would be a first time thing to happen. This kid is good. He's a point guard, shooting guard, and he's a high school basketball player who goes to Sierra Canyon School in LA. He's the oldest son of LeBron James, and apparently I've seen some video of him. He's got definite game. There was a viral video that came out just the other day of him with this incredible, it was like a highlight reel, massive dunk in a game. So does he, you know, get drafted? He's 17. He's not the best prospect, but he's developing into a really super solid player. He's 6'2", 180. Some colleges are interested in him. He's going into his senior year at Sierra Canyon School. And his dad really says he wants to play with him in the NBA. So the earliest he can be drafted into the league is 2024. Ooh, to be continued. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Remember, you can hit me up for that mailbag, Kate at Kate Delaney Radio, day or night, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. And hats off to Nathan Reeder, our technical maestro for this show. Make it count, everybody.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.